bag you've got there.
That was a big project, the biggest project, 65% federal funding.
Where's it going now?
Answers.
The next bill before us is HJR 46. HJR 46 is a constitutional amendment proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States relating to reconsideration of vetoes. President Donnelly, would you like to comment on this bill?
This is a hard-working committee, Mr. Chairman.
Congratulations.
I guess the simple way to describe this is that when we adopted the 120-day limit, it created a little an unforeseen glitch by the drafters of the state constitution. Since the legislature's never called us back itself back into a special session because it's so difficult with our geographical and social situation and with legislators being citizen legislators having to work over the summer, it's almost impossible for us to call ourselves back. So that after Sine died the second year, the governor is virtually a dictator in this state, Mr. Chairman, because anything he vetoes stays vetoed. There's no checks and balances once that occurs. And so the whole federal system of government just doesn't work at that point. So becomes what's known as even worse than a pocket veto. So that this proposal would simply consider allowing vetoes that occurred after the second session to be available at the beginning of next year to the next legislature. And the argument against it, Mr. Chairman, if I could paraphrase, is that the same people wouldn't be here the next year. But I guess the counter argument to that is that but all those people would have been elected by the people of the state of Alaska to deal with these same issues, and they should have the opportunity to create a balance in government between the executive and legislative branch.
Representative Donnelly, I would recommend that when you get this back in judiciary, you also maybe consider the problem that we have right now about when we receive it and when we're going to. If we don't, it seems like maybe if we don't receive a veto by a certain date, the bill becomes law, or I don't know what language.
Eliason put in a bill, or he's putting in a, he sent me a copy, he's probably going to send me a
copy. Right, I think this deals with very similar subject, exactly under the title of this, and I fully intend to explore that if this committee gives me the opportunity.
Do you want a motion?
Yes.
Is Dave officially here?
Is Shilkett still back there?
Yes.
I think he's on the phone.
Yes, I'm
fine. Let me wait for a minute.
Oh!
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Chairman,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Already desires me to perform the
ceremony. Weddies. Daddy. Said 9:50. Representative Grunberg.
I move the bill.
HJR 46 is moved from committee
with
individual recommendations. There's a question, Representative
Moyer. Yeah. Yesterday I was reading about the device and saying they found this loophole in the veto. Now, can that be incorporated into this?
You bet. That's my intent.
That's what you're going to do in your facility.
Right. I want to do it this summer. Yeah.
That's right. It seemed like it needed to be addressed, the alliance and loophole, and Dave says they're going to do that to the judiciary. Or remove any objections just for the purpose of discussion anyway.
Okay.
Let me ask this question. How many staff are you going to have this summer?
Well, depends on if we're still in the majority.
Do you think we may not?
No.
Off the record. We can only get off the record. It strikes that.
Well, you know what I've done the last couple of years.
Let me finish this. Is there any objection for moving this bill for committee? Hearing none, HJR 46 is moved with individual recommendations. Is there anything else to be brought up from this committee? Hearing nothing, there is no committee meeting scheduled for the future. If there is, it will be subject to the 24-hour rule. House State Affairs Committee is adjourned for the first session of the 17th Alaska Legislature, unless we call ourselves back.